God good. I like it. I don't know if that's my... Thank you. Luke chapter number 24 tonight. You glad you saved?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen, son. Amen, son. That's wonderful. Good place to leave them. Luke 24. Jim, enjoy the singing tonight. Somebody say amen. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Verse 4, as much perplexed thereabout, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as afraid, bound down their faces to the earth, and said to them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He ain't here, but is risen. Remember how he spake to you when he was yet in Galilee or in days gone by." Ain't it easy how we have a tendency to forget what he done said? Saying the Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again. Verse 11, their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Verse 13, two of them went the same day to village. They came to Emmaus from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs or 7 miles or so. They talked together of all these things which had happened. It came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near, went with them. Their eyes was holding that they should not know him. He said to him, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are saying?" One of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said, "Are you only a stranger around here? Ain't you known these things?" He said, "Ain't you heard?" He said, "What things?" They said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth." Said, "He ain't here." Verse 21. "But we trusted that it had been he which had should redeem Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Verse 28. They drew nigh to the village whither they went, made as though he would have gone further. They constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it's toward evening, and the day's far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. Came to pass as he set at meat, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave them. And their eyes was open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And I want to preach out of this verse tonight, 32. They said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened us the Scriptures?" Thank you for standing tonight of honor in the reading of the Word of God. Did you catch what they said? They said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way?" I will preach on this Bible thought tonight on losing your fire on the way home. Losing your fire on the way. I ask you a simple question tonight in about a 20-minute sermonette. Can you handle a sermonette? You got a sermon this morning. I'll give you a little sermonette tonight, so you can slip out back, smoke you a little cigarette after a while. They said, "Didn't our heart burn within us?" Well, why hadn't it always been burning in them? Something done happened, took the fire out of them. I asked you tonight, where'd your fire go? Why can't you stand and shout when somebody's talking about Jesus? Why don't you get as excited around the house of God as you do out yonder at the ball field? Why don't you get as dedicated at the house of God as you do at the ball field?
Amen.
Amen. Don't look down. We're preaching. We ain't praying. Look up here tonight. Oh, my, losing the fire on the way home. I've noticed some things take a fire out of me. I've noticed this. I want to share with you now, and we're going to be done. First of all, I've noticed that the diminishing sight will make you lose the fire on the way home. In verse number 6, He's not here, but He's ready. I ask you, have you always been able to find Him? Job couldn't. Oh, what are you saying? Well, it'll take the fire out of you. When you can't find Him, it'll take the fire out of you. Child of God, you may be saved tonight and filled with the Holy Ghost, but there will be times that your faith has to kick in. For we live not by sight, but by faith. I know the same God that saved me, Brother David. The same God's on the throne tonight that's watching about His little youngins by the good grace of God. Oh, I've noticed some diminishing sight will make you lose your fire on the way home. In the book of Job, chapter number 23, I preached out this text the other morning, and Job couldn't find Him. Boy, it's a bad day for a youngin' when he can't find his father. I remember one day, they took me to a big old stock car race, the first one I'd ever been to in Nashville, Tennessee. My grandmama had a little Dodge Dart. That's all I knew. I'd never seen that crowd of people in all of my life. And man, I was looking for Mama and Daddy. And them cars went round and round that track, and they waved this funny-looking flag, and all of a sudden that crowd got up and looked like a bunch of Baptists going to grave decorating day. I mean, they run around crazy. Well, what happened, preacher? I got lost. I couldn't find my Mama and Daddy. Oh, I'm glad tonight when you can't hear Him or you can't feel Him or you can't see Him, I'm glad He's still there for the child of God tonight. Oh, the book of Job, he said in chapter number 23, in verse 3, he said, oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even to His seat. I want to tell you in verse number 10, even though you can't find Him, He's a-watching your steps. He said, He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Aren't you glad He's watching your steps tonight? He knows where every one of His young'uns are. I like what Brother Carl said this morning. When that car hit that little bird, God, do that bird fell from the sky. Ain't it amazing? We serve a God not like Buddha, not like Confucius. We serve a God that knows us by name and by number. I'm glad I'm just not a number to Him. I'm telling you, by the government, I'm a number. I would give you my number, but somebody would use it in the crowd. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, Brother Rob, there's a God in heaven knows you by name. Hey, Brother Randall, He knows you by name. Ain't you glad He knows your name? Hey, turn around and tell somebody, He knows me by name. You're not a number tonight. He knows your name. Thank God He knows where you live. He knows what you're doing. He knows you by name. I'm not some number. On a lot of ministries tonight, you're just a number. I'm glad I'm at the house of God where everybody is somebody. I'm glad God's concerned about individuals tonight. Oh, I've noticed it'll take the fire out when you can't find Him. I know some of y'all are spiritual giants, and when you pray, heaven opens. But honey, they sometimes it seems like I can't get through this tin top. They sometimes I say, Lord, where are you at? When your little girl comes in the driveway and says, Daddy, I got cancer. Oh, the devil say, where is your God? When a man steals your life savings, the devil say, where is your God? When people walk out of your life, the devil say, where is your God? My God's on the throne tonight, and He's got His eyes on His youngest, and He knows us by name. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad He knows me by name tonight. I'm glad yonder in glory land, my name's written down tonight. Oh, I've noticed so when I can't find Him, it'll take the fire out of you. on the way. But boy, ain't a blessing we can get out in that prayer room and find Him. Boy, ain't it a blessing when the men get together and pray. And boy, we find Him. Boy, won't it pick your fire up in you? Oh my, they said when He come by, He said something went to burning in my heart. Oh Lord, how our heart needs to blaze in these dark, these dying days. You say, preacher, whoa, what'll take the fire out of you? Not only diminishing sight, but I'll tell you in verse 17, you'll find out some discouragement statements. Some discouraging statements. You know, I wish if somebody couldn't say positive, they'd just keep their mouth shut. Somebody say amen right there. If you ain't got something good to say, go out there behind the corn crib and say it, amen. You old smart mouth rascal. Some of you can't encourage nobody. You got to look at what's wrong. Why don't you look around and see what's right? Why don't you go home tonight and look what God's give you? Get off your pity party and get right with God and love each other tonight, friend. I'm telling you, thank God He loves those sinners tonight. Discouraging state. Let's walk around talking about all the bad that had happened. Some of y'all get your nose out of the newspaper and get in that KJV, you'd have a positive attitude in life.
Amen.
Man, you get bogged down. You watch Fox Network. You watch ABC, NBC. And you cut her off. You try to get the remote off. Matter of fact, you know where your remote is. You ain't got a clue where your Bible's at. Somebody, go on, say, somebody say amen tonight. Oh, discouraging statements. My goodness, say some folks you walk up, I done learned. I don't walk up, Brother Mike, and say, how you doing to some people? I need a blessing.
Amen.
Lord goodness, I didn't mean I had to pull up a chair and sit down and listen to all your peel problem.
Amen.
Well, my bill problem, telephone bill, cell bill, power bill, gas bill, car bill. Lord goodness, I'm billed out tonight. What are you saying? Discouraging statement. Let's walk around talking about everything bad. Look, child of God, I want to tell you something tonight. We that are saved by the grace of God, we got a ride coming.
Amen.
Some of y'all feel religion. You're going to stay here, walk and look at this pretty church one morning. You're going to say, where's the preacher? Then you're going to say, that preacher said, I wasn't on the call list. Said he must call church out. About 65% of them's gone. I'm glad I'm on the call list, Brother Randall.
Amen, brother. Me too.
Some of y'all new folks moved into church. You ain't on the call list. You need to get with me. Be sure you get in the computer on the call list.
That's right.
Because I'm going to make one call, and then it's going to ring everybody's phone. Ain't you glad you on Glory Land's call list tonight? Ain't you glad the Bible said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad tonight I'm on His call list. Glory to God. Discouraging state. If you ain't got something good to say, keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Goes like this tonight. Have you heard about so and so? You heard about so and so. You ever seen these little old cliques in the church house that get around the parking lots and they're in a real tight group, Brother Gerald? Stand up, Brother Gerald. Come here, Brother Ricky. Stand up real quiet. This is the way they do. They look around in the parking lot like this and they talk. Shake your head. Hey, y'all, come here. Come here, Brother Logger. Come here, you heard this? Come here. Hey. Brother Troy, come here.
Yep, that's right.
Never told that.
Yonder's a preacher scattered.
Yes, sir. Amen.
discouraging statements. Boy, if you ain't got something good to say, keep her zipped. I love what old Barney Fife. Zip it, zip it, zip. That was along with gun smoke for you young folks. Brother Dave, they ain't got a clue about old Matt Dillon. And Festus, he is my hero, son. Don't count Festus out. He got a point for trying. Discouraging statements. You know something? I'm going to say this. As good of a piano player as this church has got, I could walk up, don't know nothing about music, and I'd say, I can do that. I don't know one note from an end note. And I could say about one of the best choir men in the country, I'd do that different. Why, I wouldn't do that. I'd do it this way. Has it ever dawned on you that you don't know everything? Discouraging state. Boy, this is what gets me. This kills a pastor. Preacher, I really don't want to tell you this. Then don't. Please don't. Please, please, please don't. Please don't. Discouraging state. Lord, help me to not say discouraging state. I want to say, first of all, discouraging statements to our mate. We ought to treat each other with respect tonight. Hey, bud, she ain't your old lady. She ain't your old lady. You had the option. You could have married a young lady. You think you Tarzan? I mean, you think you God's gift to society? Discouraging statements. Ain't it matter just how one little smart remark can kill the whole week? Men, let me give y'all some good advice about your wives. Brother David, me and him say something today and we brush it off the table and it's done. But I can say something to my wife, it ain't no sweeping off the table. Amen? Ain't that right? I mean, discouraging statement. Man, some of you boys look like you need worming. You done turned white around the lips. Discouraging. It's amazing what it'd be if you woke up in the morning. I told Miss Renee, she walked out the house, bless her heart, she's dragging that old wire cast to church. I said, honey, you look good this morning. I watched your little face. She said, just as easy to be positive. But some of us, it's easy to be negative, ain't it? Boy, it's quiet. See, when I see this glass, oh, is it half full or half empty? Discourage us. Say, watch what you say. They walk around talking about bad things all the time. Economy's bad. Ain't no sense reminding everybody. Sure, economy's bad. Why would you want to go to heaven if it was heaven down here? Y'all really thank God sitting on the throne saying, oh, Lord, how am I going to feed that crowd? He's done it before with a lot less. Discouraging statements. Number three, depressing spirits. Look what he said in 17. What manner of communications are these that you have one to another? And you walk, look at there, and are sad. You ever been with anybody that just brings you down? I guarantee you, but they ain't programmed in my phone. Sometime I like to hear, preacher, it'll be all right. Sometime I like to hear, good job, preacher. Woman made my night. Now she comes and says, man, that message this morning, it helped me. Praise God. Some of y'all about to run over the preacher getting out on Sunday morning and go to get your cold chicken. Depressing spirit. You are who you run with. We ought to lift each other and smile. Enjoy being safe. Thank God. I'm glad the choir was laughing tonight. Boy, I'm glad it ain't a chore to come to this church. Son, I've been in enough dead Baptist churches. I mean, I'm just serious. I'd rather be around the corn crib shucking corn and go to their church. Could you imagine sitting in a conference tonight with a bunch of old fussing deacons think they run everything and won't give $20 away? Lord, I'm more encouraged than I was when I got here. Worst conference in the Bible. Where's voting in the Bible? I wonder what that crowd had done if there's fallen Moses and there's Pharaoh behind him. There's Red Sea in front. He said, listen, boys, we're going to stop. We got to see if we can vote and get across or not. That crowd would never got to Canaan. There'd been half saying, no, the chariot ain't red. The other half said, no, the chariot ain't blue. The other half would say, no, we ain't watered the horses. I said, we watered them too much. Best thing you can do is just line up and follow the leadership. Amen. Get across. Could you imagine Moses and that rod? Somebody come up and said something goofy to him. I'm talking about a rod, honey. He throw down, turned a snake. I'm talking about a rod, he stretched across the sea and that thing just jailed. Can you imagine they walked out through there and seen them fish looking through there and said, man, if we could have stopped fish a while. I mean, them fish sitting up there on a hole. Depressing spirit. You know something I believe with all my heart, reason people like to come to this church? Because they feel like they've walked in an assembly that appreciates them being here. You would not believe the places I've went to sit down to preach and ain't nobody said nothing yet. Amen. Nothing wrong with shaking a hand. And men, while we're here just a minute, can I teach you how to shake a hand? Would you grip somebody's hand and shake it a little bit? Boy, I tell you, it tires me up. See somebody just lay that thing in my hand. Shake that hand. Mean what you say. I love you. Glad you're here. You can always tell people don't enjoy the preaching. That's what they say. Enjoy preaching. Brother Log, that's what they do. That's good, boy. You need to teach everybody how to shake hands. Depressing spirit. Won't it knock a fire off of you? How many times have you been serving the Lord and a smile on your face and feeling good about being saved and somebody come up with an old bad spirit? And this is what I'm hearing more than anything lately. I got hurt at church. Got hurt at church. You got hurt at the football field too, but you went back. You just hunting excuses. I had a bad experience at church. They must come to liberty, Brother David. depressed in spirit. Notice that you generally see what you look for. You find what you search for. And you experience what you expect. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ also. Lastly, not only diminishing sights, discouraging statements, depressing spirits, but verse 21, there's a disappointing situation. But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. You ever been let down? I believe with all my heart there's a disappointing situation in front of everybody here tonight. But I can't turn back now. These men said something tonight. They didn't realize what they said. I've been preaching here the whole time that I've been here. It does matter how you raise youngins. These preacher kids are singing tonight. Brother Joel, I want you all to come back. I want you to sing me one song tonight. And I want to open this altar. If somebody here needing something, God wanted me to preach this tonight. Didn't I? I wouldn't even try to go through it. There's going to be some situations come to you, and it ain't going to turn out how you thought it should have. But there's a verse in that Bible you better get accustomed to, because it's Romans 8:28, and it says, for we know. We know. Brother Tim, when I don't know, I know. Brother Adam, when I don't know, I still know. This is what's so bad about pastoring. I'll probably bury some of your young'uns or maybe mine. And there'll be times you'll say, Pastor, why? And I won't know why. There'll be times that things will happen in your life and you'll say, dear God, I've served you. And God, I love you. And you're going to have to know that all things are working for your good just because He loves you. Now, I don't know what you...